Hello there, neighbors. This is Bob Brown again with my friends, the Bottoms. Written for radio by Harlan Ware and brought to you by the makers of Dove, that new kind of granulated soap.
Quiet, everybody. Meeting will please come to order.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Mrs. Smith. I move that we send a telegram of congratulations to Dove.
Why send a telegram to Dove?
Haven't you heard? This new kind of granulated soap is celebrating its first birthday this week. And I think we ought to send a birthday greeting.
Oh, good idea. Oh, well.
Order, please. Shall we vote on it?
Just a minute. Now, I don't see why we should make such a fuss about this Dove having a birthday.
Really, Mrs. Jones, who's conducting this meeting anyway?
Oh, pardon me, Madam Chairman. But I still say we never did it for any other soap.
Well, there's never been another soap quite like Dove before. You just try it. Then you'll see why Dove has won more friends in this 1 year than any wash day soap in America.
Oh, what's so wonderful about this Dove?
One at a time, please. Let Mrs. Smith answer. Well, Dove does all three kinds of wash, from heavy overalls and towels to your prettiest rayon slips.
What? You don't mean this same soap gets towels white and yet it's safe for rayons, too?
Of course I do. Dove does rayons beautifully, and yet I've never seen whiter washes than Dove turns out, and there's no hard scrubbing to do either.
Well, I guess I've been missing something by not trying this Dove.
I'll say you have, but if you hurry, you can still get in on the big birthday party for Dove. What's this about a party for Dove? Why, haven't you heard? Dove is having special displays in hundreds of stores this week.
Well, why didn't you tell us there was a birthday party for Dove?
I'd like to get 3 or 4 boxes.
Well, you'll have to hurry.
Okay, girls. Meeting adjourned. Let's go to the birthday party.
Yes, the rush for Dove is on, ladies. Better ask your dealer today about his special birthday display on Dove. Yes, another chapter from the story of an American family in a Middle Western river town. Well, sir, no matter what the news of the world may be, there's a curious and quiet that falls on the residential streets of a town. My son's giving me away this morning. Yes, on the streets of a town at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a lull. There's a tenseness that seems to evaporate. Men are in their offices, children in school. The people left at home have a little suspended period all their own. Now, you take, for instance, there, you see? The breakfast dishes, they're done at the bottom. Grandma is just looking out of the window, and Martha's doing a little telephone. People, isn't it? Hmm? A harbor in the day. Martha's talking with a friend, Mabel Kennedy, on the phone. Of course, you could step across to Mabel's house. That's only a few yards. But they don't do that. They like to chat on the phone.
Did he really?
Phones are nice, aren't they? You can always hang up when you're through.
Well, I'll tell you what I did, Mabel. I'll tell you what I did.
Shall we listen?
Henry washed his hands of it. The car. You know how they do. Passed the whole responsibility over to me.
Martha, there's something funny going on out here.
Oh, pardon. What's that, Mother?
Never mind. I didn't realize you were still phoning.
Oh. What, Mabel? Oh, well, I tried to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. I told Buddy to keep that silly car and not drive it, of course, not till he's older. If he'd take Joy Wind to the death. Well, so do I. Very sorry for her. Darling. Yes, of course, precocious, but then... It's the co-educational dance, where the girls ask the boys. 2 years ago. Yes. She asked him when they were still in grammar school. Oh, is that so? He did? He didn't. Oh. Nobody? Really? Oh.
Say, I think you'd better look here a minute.
Well, our boys have got to learn these things, Mabel. They're certain social graces.
Martha, please. Call her back, will you, dear?
Mother wants me, Mabel. Yes. All right. Goodbye, dear.
Sorry, but I thought you'd better see this. Come on over here to the window.
What is it?
Stand here. Who is that sitting on the roof, Simpson Pencoop?
What?
Why? I tell you, he's got a phobia.
Well,
People get him, you know, Martha. Little boys, even. Sometimes the whole nervous system simply walks like a mule.
Oh, Bud! Bud Bottom!
It's cold out, too, isn't it?
Oh, Bud! Bud!
Robert!
Don't think he hears you. Why in the world is he sitting on the roof of that home, too? He'll never hear you. Can you whistle? Give him the family whistle. Oh, here, wait a minute. Come on in. I'll call Margaret.
Well, of all things.
We've thrown that little girl at his head until his nervous system
won't let him go on.
He mutters in his sleep. I've heard him. Hello, Margaret. Are you at the kitchen phone? Well, look out your back window at the chicken coop. Is he caught up there? I don't know. Well, send him home, will you? I thought he was in school. Thank you, dear.
I remember one time when Henry was little, there was a boy he didn't like. Tipsy Tipple, that was the boy's name. We thought Henry should play with
wait
him.
Wait just a minute, Mother. Yes, there he comes.
And we threw that little boy at Henry's head until, well, Henry got stubborn. And you know, when that boy grew up, he changed his name to J. Tittle Tipton. And he turned out to be the worst confidence man in 22 states. Henry was right.
Mm.
Oh, they're complicated creatures, boys are. And sometimes it seems to me the more promising they are, the more complicated they are.
Mm.
I don't want to interfere, Martha, but let's be sure we're handling this thing right, hmm?
That's very odd. Sitting on Simpson's chicken coop.
Well, in that book Henry brought home, you know, Case Histories of Teenage Boys. Well, there's a case like this, just exactly. Only it was the boy's cousin. Family wanted him to squire the little cousin around, and the boy's nervous system simply balked.
Oh, really?
Well, you can read it. I saw it in the study last night. I guess Henry'd been reading it.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. This boy sat up in trees. Whenever he saw his cousin coming, he climbed a tree.
Oh. Climbed trees?
It was reflex action. The boy didn't understand it himself.
How did they solve it?
Well, his family was worried, naturally. And they brought in a psychiatrist, and after a lot of expense and bother, the doctor finally said to not try to force the cousin on the boy.
Oh,
he said a little fellow with a lot of grown-ups bossing him around had no way to resist him openly, you see. His reflexes or something. Well, I don't know. It's technical. You can read it.
That boy didn't have a very strong character, did he?
Hmm?
Didn't put up a fight, didn't raise any objections.
Oh, he did at first, but he had a stern father.
I see. That book's in the study now?
Yes. Do you want me to get it?
No, I'll see it later. Can't believe it's the same thing, Mother. Bud's not a weak character.
Oh, here he comes. Look at him.
Well, this is a new one. Honestly, they changed so during their teens, you wouldn't know they were the same children. Mother, would you mind?
Hmm?
Let me handle this alone.
Oh, yes, maybe that's best. I'll be in the other room if you want me.
Hello.
Hi.
Come in.
Yes, ma'am.
What in the world were you doing up on Simpson's chicken house?
I was thinking.
Aren't you going to school?
Gee, say, I...
Never mind that for a minute. What were you thinking?
Oh, I was having a debate, sort of. Say, I better go to school. I didn't realize it was so late. I got to thinking
and... Sit down here a minute.
Gee, Minnie. 9:15.
Where's your watch?
On my wrist. Here it is.
Hmm. Well, now then, tell me what's your problem, then. Robert, what absorbed you so that you forgot to look at your watch?
I wondered if I liked having my car enough to go through with it.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I know I can keep my car if I take joy to the dance, and, well, it seems as if most of my life has been a big embarrassment to me, being nice to Joy Wynn and girls and having social graces. And I might even be willing to just give up my car.
That's what you were thinking?
The old days were the best, before we had to have any social graces and stuff. When I had the Prospect Street Association, with no women allowed, and just the male and masculine life. I got to thinking about the old days, too. Grammar school days.
I see.
Shall I go to school now and think it over some more tonight?
You're late now. You can be a little later.
I walked up to their door once. Joy's door.
Did you?
I almost rang the bell.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And then I began thinking.
I see.
So that's when I started wondering if even keeping the jalopy was worth it.
Hmm.
Do you suppose this could do any harm to my nervous system? A problem like this?
Why do you ask that, Beth?
Well, there's a book in the house. Dad brought it home. Case Histories of Teenage Boys. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
You ought to read it.
Interesting?
Yeah, it's about kids' nervous system. There's one case history on page 155 that maybe you better look at.
I will.
The nervous system of a guy my age, well, even doctors don't understand as much, but it's dangerous to fool with.
Mm-hmm. With all that thinking, you must be a little hungry.
Huh?
Here, have a cookie. You want a glass of milk, too?
Why, sure.
I'll get you one. You know, it's a funny thing. Something came back to me just this morning. Something Colonel Welch said one time. When you were younger, that was. He said he never met a more forthright boy or a braver one than you were. He said you had character and the courage of your convictions. But you didn't try to escape things. He said lots of nice things about you. He said you were on the level, hoped you always would be.
When did he say that?
Oh, when you were 11 or 12. Yes, you may dunk the cookie if you want to.
Well, I've got to go over to the league now and hang up that darn bunting.
All right, dear.
How's everything?
Oh, fine.
What in the world were you doing on that hen coop, Bud?
He was thinking, Mother. I imagine he was hardly aware he was on the chicken coop at all. Sort of in a daze.
Yeah.
Yes, a little alarming. It isn't like him. I'm baffled.
You just found yourself climbing up on the hen coop, is that it?
Didn't know what you were doing?
It's so cold out this morning.
You'd think anyone sitting on a chicken coop would realize where he was. I don't know.
Say, Mom, I'm sorry.
Yes?
Well, I knew where I was. Yes. This wasn't exactly on the level.
How do you mean?
Do I have to talk about it? Well, gee, it was kind of a trick. It was, well, I had a plan and, oh, it's no good and I'm sorry. I'll ask her. I'll ask Joy Wynn today. I'd do anything rather than lose my car. I'm going. I'm going to go now. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Let him go. It's all right.
I'll see you tonight. I'll explain it later.
What's this all about?
I think it's about page 155 in that book you were speaking of.
You mean he?
Why, Martha. He's a good boy, Mother. He'll do until a better one comes along. Hadn't you better hurry? You'll never get that bunting up in time for the luncheon.
Have you ever had such a good time at a party you wished it would last just a little bit longer? Well, that's what happened at our big birthday party last week for Dove, that wonderful new kind of granulated soap. We've had so many requests to continue the special birthday celebration on Dove in hundreds of stores that, well, we've extended this party for a few more days to give you all the chance to help Dove celebrate its first birthday. And believe me, it's the biggest first birthday I bet any soap ever has, because Dove has won more friends in this one year than any wash day soap in America. And you don't need three guesses to tell you why Dove is so popular. It's because Dove does everything in your wash. Heavy work shirts, streaky towels, to your prettiest rayon shirt. Yes, Dove does all three kinds of wash. So look for the special birthday displays on Dove at your store today. Now is the time to stock up on Dove for months of happy wash days ahead.
Hero, whistling down the street. Late for school. Seems happier, though, doesn't he? That teenage is a rather difficult time. I have a 14-year-old cousin over in Indiana with me.
Hmm? Oh, really?
Well, I'm afraid that's all until tomorrow, when you'll hear another chapter from the story of the box. Written for radio by Harlan Ware and brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, that new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.